Tires and Auto Repair pregame show continues here on Kate Radio. Tigers and Cougars tonight in high school football. And it's time for our weekly conversation with the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn. And Coach, a good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's always a good night when I'm in the press box getting ready for some high school football. We know tonight's going to be a good one. We'll talk about your opponent coming up in just a moment. But let's go back to the game that took place, of course, on Saturday. A beautiful day at the Gus. Winona with the victory, 38-21, the final. And let's break it down early. Winona scored on their first possession. Your team came right back and scored on their first possession. And let's talk about that first touchdown, because Dakota Yonke, back at quarterback for the first time this season, hooking up with Max Edwin on a 41-yard touchdown strike. Talk about that first score again. Extra point was no good, but right off the bat, you guys were right there with Winona, down by just one.
Yeah, you know, it was good to have Dakota back slinging it. And, you know, he put a ball where only Eddie could have caught it, and Eddie ran under it and did a back shoulder catch over the top of his head, which is very, very difficult, and made it look easy, and, you know, we were off and running. You know, we had good protection up front. We had time to throw, and Dakota put it where only Eddie could have got it. So I was really happy with that and how we responded early on.
Now, after that score again, a very close game early, and then when Winona would kind of take over in that first half, they were up 31-6 at halftime. They would score the next 24 points of the game. Were they doing anything different offensive-wise? They ran the football really well, and at that point in the first half, your team just was struggling to move the football after having success again on that opening drive.
Yeah, initially they won the line of scrimmage. And, you know, and we imploded a couple of times on a few things. But, you know, it is, they practice too, and they were real efficient on running their offense. They had a matchup up front that they exploited, and we didn't adjust as quickly as I would have hoped. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, they were good, well coached. They had a good game plan coming in, and were able to execute it. And we got it fixed. That we didn't get it fixed fast enough. And all of a sudden, we're looking up, and it's double digit points and behind. And you know, that's always an uphill battle.
31-6 game at halftime, Paul. The second half, like you mentioned, a much better. Your team outscoring Winona in that second half. And we mentioned his name before, Max Edwin, with an interception return for a touchdown. Not too often has that happened in someone's high school career. So that had to be a pretty exciting moment for him and also for your team.
Well, and the run he made was pretty fantastic. He's an athlete, you know, hopefully at some point someone's going to have him play on Saturday, you know. And he's just a really special talent. And he displayed everything there. It was a tough catch. It was a good break on the ball. And then his running ability after the catch, he made a lot of people miss and outran some folks as well. And it was just a fun play to watch.
The last touchdown in the game, Andrew Westang on the receiving end of a 61-yard touchdown from Dakota Yonke. And we've seen Westang play at quarterback. We know how quick he is, and he definitely showed that on that touchdown reception.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and made a nice catch, and he goes from 0 to 60 really quickly. So, you know, it's fun to watch him play too in space. So, you know, we did some really good things, you know, and we got banged up early. We had a number of, at one point, we had three of the offensive linemen that were on the sidelines with nursing injuries, and, you know, and they exploited that, you know, to their credit in that second period. And, you know, we've got to, you know, one of our shortcomings is our depth. And we moved some people around this week and hopefully trying to shore that up. And you know, we can hopefully come out against East and you know, play well from the opening kickoff till the last whistle.
38-21, Winona with the victory. Albert Lea dropped to 0-5 with that loss on Saturday. Again, Paul Dunn, the head coach of our Tigers, on the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show. And you mentioned injuries. Let's talk about guys that maybe are still banged up and might not play maybe tomorrow night. I know Luke Moeller went out of the game early on Saturday. He is such a tough kid. What's the latest status on him and other Tigers that might have got injured?
Well, he's going to be questionable. You know, we'll see how it goes. It's still pretty tender. He trashed his ankle pretty good. We've got Isaac Shea will be out. Ben Schwemmler is questionable. He's sore. You know, we've got Vetter Tufte. He's going to be out. So, you know, we've got a number of holes we need to fill there, and we got, you know, it's kind of next man up. And like I said, we've moved some people around, and hopefully we can make an impact against East.
Now, Paul, let's talk about Mankato East tonight. They are 1-4 in the season. They are celebrating their homecoming. Obviously, a winnable game for both teams tonight. Give us a year scouting report on Mankato East.
Well, they're fairly big up front, but they aren't real fast, you know, and I think we're going to try to exploit that. And, you know, they run very similar type of offense to what we faced 3-4 times already this fall, so it's not a huge thing. There aren't going to be any major adjustments. It's all going to be personnel and trying to put pressure on, the quarterback. And we've got to stop their off tackle and their option game, you know, and we want to force them to throw the football. And if we can do that, I think good things will happen.
Now, Paul, you look at this schedule that's left. It's hard to believe just three games to go, but you got East tonight, you got Byron, and then you got Austin. And has it been discussed? Has it been talked about at all? Maybe in the locker room. I mean, these are three, you know, very winnable games to maybe wrap up the season. So your team could go on maybe a little hot streak going to the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're pointing that in that direction. You know, we take one game at a time. It's all about East right now. But, you know, you're looking down the road, those are games we can win and compete in. But the first step is we got to get that first one. And that's with East tonight.
Dakota Yonke, again, his first action of the year on Saturday. Talk about, you know, how things went for him. And it had to be tough. Again, first time out there seeing a live action. Had to sit on the bench of most of the season. How's he feeling? And I'm sure there's a lot of things that he might do different from week one being out there compared to week two for him coming up tonight.
Well, I think we'll really see him settling in. You know, the game happened very fast. He hasn't taken a live snap in over a year. So, you know, when that kind of thing, you throw him right into the fire like he did, and then to throw a strike to Eddie like he did, you know, that was a big deal. But there, you know, there's some execution issues and, you know, just remembering the playbook and remembering his reads and all of those kinds of things. He's going to be a lot better this week than he was last week, and next week he'll be better still. So, you know, it's a work in progress. His presence in the huddle is palpably different. You know, we are much more comfortable with him there right now, and that is just he is – demeanor and, you know, a senior leader and the captain and all of that. So, you know, that's not a slight on anyone else. It's simply that he just brings a presence that hasn't been around for a while.
Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show with the head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn. Starting lineups and a kickoff coming up here in just a few minutes. Coach, like always, thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show continues in moments on KATE.